This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
This sermon, amen, bring it down just a little bit. Amen. As a motivational sermon for you and I today. Amen. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, although the pastor may say some things that step on my toe, this is a motivational sermon for the day. Amen. Because if we are zealous for Christ, it reflects some things about us in our life. Amen. I want to hit about five things that it reflects in our life, because the very first thing that it does, if we are zealous for Christ and for doing of God good works, praise God, the very first thing that it does, it validates the genuineness of our faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. It validates the genuineness of our faith in Jesus Christ. You see, if we truly have faith in Jesus Christ, we will, praise God, eagerly work for him. Amen. How many of y'all have read the book of James? Amen. Amen. Most theologians would tell you that the book of James is called the book of practical religion. Yes, amen. Because James is very practical. James doesn't, he doesn't use a lot of highfalutin words. He doesn't use a whole lot of hidden phrases. James just comes straight out and he just tells you like it is. Can I give you an example? Praise God. You see, James provides a number of tests by which it is impossible for us to validate the truthfulness, the sincerity, and the genuineness of our faith. Praise God. If you don't mind putting on that marquee, put on there James chapter 2, verses 14 through verse 17. And as those words are up there, I want you to look at what James does in here. James make this thing practical. He make this thing simple for us. And look at the question that he asks in verse 14. James say, what doeth profit, my brother, though a man say he has faith, praise God, and have not works? He asks the question, can faith save him? Amen. Now, he doesn't just stop there. Look at what James go on to do. James gives us, completes his thought process. And he goes on in verse 15 and 16, and he asks a question. He says, if a brother or a sister be naked and destitute of food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, amen, be ye warmed and filled. Hallelujah, boy, somebody gonna catch this in a minute. Notwithstanding, you give them not those things which are needful to the body, he said, what doeth it profit? In other words, what James is saying, praise God, that if you have a brother or a sister who is in need, amen, and he has already given you the wherewithal to meet that need. And you know how us church folk are. We tell them to go on and we're going to pray for you. And he's asking you, say, now, what profit that person Amen. If you have the wherewithal to help them and you tell them to go on off and pray. Yes, you go off and pray. You can pray that God has enough faith to take care of it, but he's already put the take care in your pocket. Yeah. Amen. So he asked the question on verse 17. Look what he says. He answers it. He says, even so faith, if it has not worked, amen, is what? Did I say that in your Bible? Did it say that it is dead? Amen. And what the last three words on it said? What? Being alone. Amen. I'm trying to tell us we have moved into 2014. Praise God. And if we want to be zealots for God's good works, amen, we are going to have to pick up the baton and we are going to have to act like God acts. Because it shows and it validates the genuineness of our faith in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We look in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount and he speaks about the influence of an ideal citizen of the kingdom. We talked about this a little bit in Sunday school. Praise God. One of my marquee texts found in Matthew 5:16. When he says, let your light so shine before men that they may see what? Your good works. I'm talking about God works, because you see, good works are God's work. Amen. That they may glorify the Father. Praise God. Amen. Which is in heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. They're going to look at your good works. So if we are going to be zealous for God's good work, praise God, it validates the genuineness of our faith in Jesus Christ. Can I do a little exercise right now? Amen. Y'all don't mind. Y'all gonna help me preach this sermon today. Amen. Can you turn to your neighbor and ask your neighbor? Say, neighbor, is your faith genuine? Is your faith genuine? Praise God. So what you just said, you asked them that. Now tell them to answer you that. Your faith genuine? Say yes or no. All right, if it's genuine, that means the next time you see somebody who needs something, yes, and God has already given you the wherewithal to take care of it, yes, you're not going to tell them, I'm going to pray for you. Yes. Hallelujah. And send them on about their business. Yes. Praise God. If he had already put it in your pocket and they need it. Now let me back up now. Amen. Somebody say, well, wait a minute. I know where you're going. Hallelujah. Maybe I ought to hit that one in my second point. Maybe I ought to hit it in my second point. Let me hit it in my second point. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me do that. Y'all gonna see where I'm going here in a minute. Hallelujah. So if he's already given you the wherewithal, amen, don't you go tell somebody to go off somewhere, send that brother or that sister away. Amen. When you got it in your pocket and you could take care of it. Hallelujah. You know the Bible tells us the love of money is the root of all evil. Amen. The hardest thing to get away from man is that money. Hallelujah. They'll give you all of the handshakes in the world. Hallelujah. They'll give you all of the old clothes that they have. Look, Sister Lee, they'll even give you an old car. Amen. That they don't need anymore. But brother, is something wrong when it comes to somebody going in their pocket? I don't know what it is. And pulling out one of them dead presidents and putting it in somebody else's hand. There's something about that. Hallelujah. So it will show the genuineness. It validates your faith in Jesus. But the second thing that it does, amen, it expresses the nature of our Heavenly Father. Somebody, we say that term, God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. You see, the God that we serve is not a cold and impassive and unmoved and unconcerned God in some distant place out there somewhere. He is a doer of good and he is a giver of good, praise God, to the sons and daughters of men. Somebody say, how do you know that? In the 9th chapter of the book of John, amen, Jesus and his disciples, praise God, were going into the temple, and Jesus just happened to see a man, praise God, who was blind. Amen. His disciples asked him a question. Y'all remember this. Anybody that went to the citywide revival know where I'm getting ready to go. Praise God. Those disciples asked him, said, now, who sinned? Did he sin? His parents sinned. Amen. See, they were trying to go back to the Mosaic law, praise God, and which said that if some type of misfortune had fallen on somebody, it was because they had obviously committed some type of sin. Amen. Y'all remember Job? Y'all remember when Job got in trouble? Amen. And not of his own volition, but praise God, that and all of those three friends of his, Elphad, Bildad, and Zophad, they came and they tried to tell Job, said, Job, you must have done something wrong for all of this stuff to be falling on you. And Job in his own heart knew that he hadn't done nothing wrong. Praise God. But look what Jesus said in John, the 9th chapter, verses 3 and 4. Jesus answered, he said, neither has this man sinned, nor his parents. But look what he said. He said, but that the works of God should be made manifest in his life. Hallelujah. He said, I must work the work of him that sent me. Praise God, while it is day. He said, because nighttime is coming and no man will be able to work. Amen. I almost feel like celebrating right now, but I got a couple other things I want to say. Praise God. You see, Jesus went about doing the work of his Father. Hallelujah. And he wasn't concerned as to who sinned. You see, that's the problem with us today. Amen. We always concerned about what somebody has done. But now I can understand when I look in the world today why some folk get concerned, because like Jesus answered those disciples, said, neither this man sinned nor his parents. Praise God. You know what that tells me? Amen. Sometimes we fall into predicaments based upon what we do. I heard somebody over on that side. Let me get back over here on this side and say that. Sometimes we fall in predicaments based upon what we do. Nobody over here. I hit a sinner. Man, y'all good. Let me try that one more time over here. Sometimes we fall in predicaments based upon what we do. Somebody said, what you talking about? Amen. God didn't give you a job. He give you a paycheck. And when payday come around, instead of you paying your bills, you going up to the casino. You going to the gambling table. You're taking all of the money that God has blessed you with. Praise God, so that you can pay your bills. Hallelujah. You go take it and sit on somebody's table, talking about throwing a 7 or an 11, or sitting there talking about rattling somebody's hand, pulling a lever, so that you can get one of those things, cherry, 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 banana, banana, banana. So sometimes we put ourselves in some predicaments. Amen. So I can understand why we can be sort of cautious, amen, about wanting to help somebody. But if we're going to be zealous of God's good work, praise God, when we see a brother or a sister who is in need, amen, God has given us to wherewithal to take care of that need, we ought to go ahead and do it. Amen. He was zealous. Let me get on to my third point here, because I feel like celebrating. I don't want to get ahead of myself. Amen. So we see the first ring, praise God, it validates the genuineness of our faith. It expresses, praise God, the nature of our Heavenly Father. And praise God, number three, it imitates the pattern of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The term Christian means to be Christ-like. And each of us are to imitate the pattern of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I remember in the 10th chapter, amen, of the book of Acts, when the Spirit had spoken to Cornelius, even though Cornelius was an Italian, and we know at that time, at least they thought that salvation wasn't for the Gentiles. And at the same time, the Spirit was working with Cornelius. The Spirit was working with Brother Peter. Amen. And showed Peter the sheet that came down. And it had all kinds of animals and stuff on there. And he told him, said, Peter, I want you to take and eat. And of course, you know, Jews didn't eat anything, praise God, that was considered unclean in those days. But he told him to go ahead and eat. Amen. And Peter, not fully understanding what was going on at that time, but when Cornelius came to his house, praise God, the Bible tells me that when he greeted Cornelius, or when Cornelius greeted him, Peter, amen, Cornelius went down to his knees. And Peter had to tell him, don't you get down on your knees, praise God, because I'm a man just like you, praise God. But one thing that Peter did do, Peter talked about Jesus. Yeah. Amen. Look at what he said in Acts 10, verse 38. It says, now he talked about how God had anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about what? Doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. And he said, for God was with him. You see, Jesus was tireless, or was a tireless worker in doing God good work, praise God, to and for those whom he came in contact with. Yeah, Jesus was a healer of those that were sick. Amen. Jesus was a teacher of the unlearned and the needy. Jesus was busy at the task of helping men to see, not only physically, but also spiritually. Jesus worked, praise God, to enable people to hear, not only with the ears that sat on the both sides of their head, but praise God, with the ears of their heart. Yeah, Jesus worked, praise God, with great zeal to point people to God. And Jesus continually gave himself to the task of enriching and uplifting those who would permit him to enter into their life. The only thing that I'm trying to say this morning, praise God, that Jesus went about doing the works, praise God, of his Father, and since he is our Father, we ought to be doing the same thing. I'm talking about doing those great works, those good works. So when we zealously do God's work, we imitate the pattern of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Fourthly, when we are zealous for God's good work, amen, it responds to the Holy Spirit. Amen. You see, the Holy Spirit came into the world on the day of Pentecost. And he came to do a number of things that are tremendous, praise God, to us. They were of tremendous importance. Amen. See, the Holy Spirit came to help us. I'm talking about believers. Amen. Become like Jesus Christ. That's what he came. He came to give us the power so that we can be just like Jesus Christ. Somebody say, how in the world can we be like Jesus Christ? Amen. Jesus Christ walked this earth, and the Bible tells us that he didn't commit one sin. Praise God. So the Holy Spirit is trying to keep us from committing sin. But it keeps us like Christ because it says, he says, praise God, that once we give our life to Jesus Christ and the Spirit of God comes on the inside of us, he saves us from our past sins. Hallelujah. That's why I wanted that sister to hear what I just said. He's not only saved us from our past sins, he saves us from the sins that we commit today. And guess what? if we go out there tomorrow and do something, amen, he has already saved us from the sin that we'll commit tomorrow. Some folks say, well, I'm not going to commit a sin tomorrow. Well, I'm here to beg to differ. Hallelujah. Because, amen, I know me. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Praise God. I know what I'm filled with. Praise God. But sometimes somebody may come and cross me wrong. And even though I may not go upside their head, praise God, the thought is in my mind. Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, that's not committing sin. I beg to differ. Because I remember a text. He said that thou shalt not commit adultery. And he went on to say that if you lust after a woman, praise God, you have already committed it in your heart. So what I'm trying to tell you, if you put it to mind, it's a sin. You may not act out the act, but if you put it in your mind, but the good thing about it is that he has already covered that with your blood, with his blood. Hallelujah. I said Wednesday night at Bible study, I said, man, if we really truly understand what it is that God has done for us, hallelujah, man, that would be, folks ought to be filling the church every day of their life. Hallelujah. Can I tell you why I say that? Because look, man, he died for me. His blood covered my sin. Amen. So that if I commit a sin, God doesn't see me. He sees the blood that has already covered me. Hallelujah. So it responds to the Holy Spirit. But as I get ready to close here, hallelujah, hallelujah, being zealous, hey, for good God, good work, it exposes our very reason for being. Yeah, you see, God has a purpose for each and every last one of us who has been saved. Yeah, he didn't save us, amen, just to sit down and look like we're saved. He didn't save us, amen, just to sit down and look pretty. And when he saved us to do a good work. Yeah, Paul climaxing his statement about salvation by grace when he affirms, and I want you to put this on the marquee, at Ephesians 2 and verse 10. Look what Paul writes. He said, for we are his workmanship. And look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you are a workmanship. Yeah, created in Christ Jesus. And he didn't create you just to sit down, but he created you under some good works, which God has before ordained and that we should walk in them. We are to walk in the good works of God. Yeah, you see, I look around the world that we live in today, and I sometimes get drawn back, and I get a little sad, but one thing the Lord tells me, Joe, don't you worry about what sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so do. Just you keep on pressing forward. I look, praise God, sometime at the talents that we have, not only in this church, but in the churches all around the city. And I look at the fact, praise God, that we don't allow the Spirit of God to work in our lives so that we can do the work of God. Somebody say, well, I get tired sometimes. I got something to tell you about that. Don't you think he got tired when they were whipping him all night long? Some people say, well, I work hard every day of my life, and I can't find the time to do this or to do that. But let me tell you something. He found the time to walk up a hill called Calvary. And I'm here to tell you that he knew the purpose that God wanted for him. And if you just don't realize that, look at verse 14 again. It says, who gave himself for us that we might redeem, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people who are zealous of good works. Let me see some zealous folk in here. This is 2014. Hallelujah. You ought to say, I'm not going to be the same as I was in 2013. I'm going to do a little bit more work for God. I may not do everything that I can do or that I should do, but I'm going to do a little bit more in the vineyard. Hallelujah. I may not, hallelujah, be able to read a book, but I'm going to fit in somewhere. And if they need somebody to teach a lesson, I don't care if it's on Bible study. I don't care if it's Sunday school. I'm going to step in and I'm going to be there to help out wherever I can help. I may not be able to sing a tune or carry one in a bucket. Hallelujah. But if the choir needs somebody, I'm going to get up out of my sanctified seat and I'm going to stand up there. And the only thing I tell folk, if you can't sing well, get next to somebody who can sing loud. Yeah. And if they're singing tenor, tell them, say, I don't know what key I'm singing. I don't sing on A. I don't sing on B. I sing in between the keys, but all I want you to do is just sing a little loud so they'll drown out my voice. How many of y'all know how to pantomize? Say, well, I may not be able to say nothing, but I'm going to open my mouth. And as they sing, to God be the glory, I'm going to sit up there, get next to one of those loudmouth folk, and say, well, all the things that he done, he went to a cross, died a vicarious death, nails in his hand, nailed a spike through his feet, stayed there on that cross until the S-U-N refused to shine.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community, KAYT.
We're now tuned in to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, with Dr. Carl Armstead. Mount Olive Baptist Church is located 808 Anacoco Street in Leesville, Louisiana. We are a church and congregation that honors God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ. We celebrate his death, resurrection, by which all men are saved. Listen now to our man of God and shepherd, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preaches and teaches the Word of God in a service already in progress.
Lord.